So, good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, I guess, depending on where you are in the world. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for taking time out of your day, and thank you for being intrigued by a call that didn't even have a title. I was getting ready this morning, and literally, if you could see me now, you'd kind of giggle. Because I get ready intuitively each morning, like, okay, I'm going to have a call today. What do I feel like wearing? Who do I feel like, you know, showing up as today? And all these colors kept popping out at me. So I have a bright royal blue sweater and a hot pink scarf and a kelp green jacket. I have an orange necklace, a purple ring, a red underwear, which is probably TMI. and yes, leopard heels. I look like a jewel tone rainbow exploded all over my body. And I was laughing because normally I'm a little more restrained in the color arena. I'm very color sensitive. I try to pick things that, you know, just kind of ease me into whatever it is I'm feeling. And when all these colors popped up, I had to laugh and say, okay, well, what is the message that I'm trying to get across right now? What is it that I want to really most accomplish today? And why do I look like a technicolor, you know, chaos? And what really came through was, this is today is about activating our whole selves and to have fun, you know, not be so rigid and break the rules. I mean, who says I can't look like a rainbow? Who says I can't look like a preschooler whose parents did not set aside the outfit for their child? Why can't we just show up and have fun today? It doesn't have to be all serious. And, yeah, we're going to go pretty deep. I'm not going to hold back on you guys. I'm going to give you as much information as I can this next hour, and I want you guys to be really inspired, really really to be given permission to do this your way, to wear whatever colors you want to wear today. So, to start off, let's just take a deep breath. And close your eyes just for a second. Shut down your distractions. Commit this next hour to yourself and to being who you want to be. Today, this week, this month, this year, this lifetime. There's a beautiful thing that happens when we focus just on your breath. To pull that into your body and feel what it does. Feel it going down through your throat, into your chest, into your lungs, filling your body, watching your abdomen expand. And then allow it to go out. Feel what relaxes. Feel how your body naturally drops a little bit when that breath goes out. Feel it go all the way down into your toes and all the way up out through your head. In this moment, I want you to be present. Feel grounded. Feel supported. Because only when we feel grounded and supported and safe can we expand into who we want to be, into who we are meant to be, into who we already are. Just greater. And so when you're feeling full and excited, you could feel it when you start feeling that anticipation around you. Take another couple breaths. And let's just begin. You know, I asked myself as I was sitting down this morning with my cup of coffee before I got into the Technicolor rainbow outfit, I want to know what do we most want people to know today? And this image came to my mind, and this word, and it said fluidity. I was like, okay, well, what does that mean? What really feels good? What would happen if you asked yourself, what feeds me? You know, all of your answers are found in the whispers of your soul. And what's really cool is the more closely you listen to those whispers and the more you act upon what your intuition is telling you to do, the more those whispers become a roar. And so I talk about the whispers of your soul, but gosh, at this point, let's change that. All your answers are easily found if you take a deep breath and listen closely to the roar of your soul. Because it's in there screaming, telling you exactly what you need in any given moment. And if we can listen to that, I mean, oh my gosh, things open up. We open up. So, this call without a title about why no goals, about why goals suck and what intuitive people can do instead, I gotta say, if we're gonna begin anywhere, it be not with the goals and what they are, but with that place where we are most powerful. The place where you're not alone. The place inside each of us. No, you know, we call it our inner voice. We call it our intuition. We think of it as divine guidance. Or we think of it as like a gut feeling. We call it leading with your heart. Right? I mean, seriously, however we think of it, the truth of the matter is that that is the source of our true power. That is the seat of our power. I mean, it's tapping into our answers, and like even more important, when we lead with our heart, or however you want to call it, it's tapping into our passions and the things that are at the core of who we are and what we are truly, truly wanting. And it's where things flow. It's where we get the urge to do something, and even if it doesn't make sense, if we follow it, we get to where we're going with ease and grace. And wouldn't that be nice? To release that struggle, to release that force, to release that push, right? This is about fluidity. And when we follow our intuition and when we come from that place of deep knowingness, seriously, guys, we are powerful creators. There is a fluidity to our intuition. And there is a moment in the intuitive and spiritual process where we need to simply surrender to the flow and be carried to our next location. Now, let's talk about our brains. Hey, listen, you know what? We're all brilliant, awesome thinkers. I know I have an above average cerebral capacity. And that's okay. I love how smart I am. But I'm not going to downgrade any of that. But our brains also have a collection of stories and experiences that are rich. I mean, some of those experiences and stories are filled with beauty and joy and laughter and love. And our brain is also filled with stories that are those lovely blocks that hold us back. right? The words we were taught growing up or the words we've taught ourselves, our brains or egos don't always consult with the universe. In fact, my brain really doesn't have a direct line to the universe. It thinks it does, but it doesn't. I mean, let's talk about like even just a simple example of driving. Sometimes, and I bet this has happened to you, sometimes you're driving and you have a map, right? And you have directions and you know where you're going. And maybe it's some place that you've been many, many times. And you're driving along and you're following the directions, you're going in the path that you always go, and something inside of you goes, hey, you should go this other way today. You should try this other road. You have the option at that point to go with this like little whisper, this little thing that doesn't make sense because you always go the other way, or you can just push on through and go the way that you've always gone. Very often, when I hear that left and I go straight anyhow, I run into something. There's an accident on the road. The road is closed. There's traffic. There's something holding me back for that clear path. But had I turned left and gone the other way, I would have seen new things. I would have experienced a new road. Oh, hey, when did they put in that store? And I wouldn't have had the of having to go through the traffic or past the accident or whatever it is that I need to change. And sometimes it's not that dramatic. Sometimes I don't know what I've missed, and sometimes I go straight and nothing happens. But what would have happened had I gone left instead? What was the purpose of me going left instead of straight? I don't know. I don't know the big picture. And that's sort of the point. I don't have to force myself to get to that place. I just have to kind of show up and drive, right? So the ego really likes those specific directions, right? Instructions make stuff feel safe. We want to know what we're doing, like the A, B, C will get me to D, even though we all know that it doesn't always happen like that, right? Now, goals are simply something created to keep us inside of a rigidly confined path. Like right now, even thinking about a goal makes me feel constricted and limited. Even if the goal that I'm going towards is something that I really, really want. There's the seat of your power where you flow with grace. And then there is that moment when you leave that power and go into your head. And you could feel the shift. You know when you're not acting on an intuitive level. You know when you are doing something because your head tells you to do it and not because it's what your heart truly wants. And I'm going to assume that everyone on the line here today is a deeply intuitive person because it's who I attract. That's just who comes to me. People who are deeply intuitive already. And I got to tell you, and this is, I'm so passionate about this. The rules and the formulas that say do this ABC thing, it totally doesn't work for intuitive people. We are just too awake and too aware. We know when we're not following our intuition, and it feels so uncomfortable. Like we can feel and taste and see when our inner voice is guiding us. We know it. It's a roar. It is not a tiny whisper. It is a roar telling us which way to go. And when we don't do it that way, things don't flow. And it's uncomfortable. It is deeply uncomfortable when we try to do things the way we are supposed to do them instead of the way that we are being called to do them. So permission's a big thing that I give my clients. Permission to create things when they want, permission not to work, permission to connect with clients in the way that feels right to them, permission to create colored pictures instead of writing copy. So today for you, as we step into this day, and as we step into this idea that goals are unnecessary, I'm going to give you permission to not have any rigid goals. I'm going to give you permission to tap into the things that really light you up, even when they don't make sense, even when they seem counterintuitive, even when your brain is going, you what? You went, what? Listen, goals work for some people, but if you're here, I'm going to assume that something just doesn't feel right about goals for you. So let's roll up our sleeves and begin. First thing I really want to talk about is something that I started doing almost 10 years ago. You know, if I look back, you know, I have a pathological cycle, which may not be the right word for it, but what there's this part of me that at some point in my life I decided that being perfect was very important. And so I would have my goals and I would have my visions and you know, I would listen to all of the people who talked about manifesting, saying that you got to be specific and you got to, you know, ask for exactly what it is you want and then create that. And you know, I listened to all of the success people, the Tony Robbins self-help people in the world saying you got to act on these things and you got to dream big and you got to, you know, do all of these giant things. And at some point, it was like, gosh, this just sucks. Because I feel like I'm always spinning my wheels. And so I'm like, well, what, if I were to pick one thing that I could improve on my life this year, what would that one thing be? What would I create? Who would I become more of? So I started picking annual themes. And so I started with my core values. You know, there was a year where it was all about love. I want to be loving and loved this year. And in everything that I tried and everything I experienced, and this means in my business, in my life, in my grocery store experience, it was all about love, 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 love. And what happened is I started making decisions and setting them against that theme. Like, will this make me feel more loved? Will this make me feel more loving? Will this bring love into my year and into who I am? And so this theme isn't so much stuff that I want to accomplish, but it's stuff that I really want to improve upon in myself. There was a year where my theme was freedom. There was a year where my theme was creativity. In fact, I'm just coming out of my creativity year. That was last year. And in my creativity year, what I created was really cool. I allowed myself to be creative in my business. I allowed myself to be creative in my life. I allowed myself in between sessions to journal. I learned how to do some visual note-taking. I bought markers and I bought a really nice collection of Sharpie pens that I just love. I also started making jewelry. I launched a jewelry line. I, you know, took some of my doodles and I put them up on Cafe Press to sell note cards. And it wasn't so much that I was doing this for business, but it was because I so wanted to make sure that everything I did tapped into my creative fire. Because as a powerful creator, I can create anything that I choose. And I created some really cool things. It wasn't just the jewelry line and the journaling and stuff like that. I created really cool things in my business. I created a magazine. I created a community. I created things that powerfully escalated the amount of money that I made. I created a full coaching roster. And then I created groups for coaching, which are awesome. And I love them. And it came out of that creative fire. And so that was my theme last year. And I dove into it in every decision. Is this the creative solution to this? What would be more creative than just sitting down and writing copy? What if I do my copy? Right? So your theme really can go into each part of your life. My theme this year is a more spiritual theme. It's I to we. And for me, it's all about co-creating and collaboration and connection. It's all about tapping into that source and knowing that I'm not alone. I to we. That is my theme this year, and it's going to come through everything. And that's why I really do feel that the messages that I'm sending out in my business and in my copy and in this call are far more spiritual than I have allowed myself to be in the past, because I chose my theme intentionally, because that's what I want to be creating in my life, is I want to be creating that connection to source at all times. And so it's got to permeate into all of my business. So your first task right now is to pick your theme. What do you want to be more of this year? What's going to weave itself into the fabric of your life so that you can be an even greater version of who you are? You can pick whatever feels really good for you. Don't think of this as an action. Think of this as a feeling that you want to imbue in everything that you want this year. Which leads me perfectly to what I choose for my next steps. And I want to be really clear. The things that I'm talking to you about right now are things that really work for me. I don't know if they'll work for you. I don't know if this is your way. But I know that if you open yourself up to a new way that is not a goal-oriented way, you will find your way. In fact, I bet that you know exactly what you need to do to manifest anything that you want. Knowing what it is that works for you. Let's do more of that. So, when I think of goals, here's the thing. I really do find them limiting. I don't find them to be very powerful. I find them to be actually confining. And so, when I start thinking about my goals, and this is something I've done, you know, I did years ago, I started thinking, well, that's great that that's my goal, but why do I want that? What is the feeling behind that goal? What is it that I really want to be creating in my life? And so I settled down and I was like, what do I most want to feel? So what do I want to feel this year? What is the feeling behind my goal that really, really lights me up? So I thought about it. You know, I'll talk to you about one of mine so you can really get this. So I would love to drop some weight. I'd like to say it was 20 pounds, but it's probably more like 30 that I would really love to release, right? And so my old self, the one 10 years ago who had to be perfect, would say, I am losing 30 pounds this year. That's it. This is it. That's my goal. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there, right? And that's fine. That's a totally valid goal. and it's a great end result. The problem is, it relies on my willpower to make it happen. It relies on my unerring effort and focus to keep going. And it's very forceful. And so if we were to tap back into that idea of fluidity, well, why do I want to lose the weight? Because I'm healthy. So what is it? And at the end, you realize, you know what? I just really want to feel sexy. I want to feel sexy. That's it. So if I look down at my 2014 and into my year, it's like, what do I want to feel? Well, I want to feel sexy. That's great. That I get, because that means that I can wake up in the morning and I can throw on my leopard print heels and it's like, I feel sexy today. That's the feeling I want more of. And if I want to feel sexy, well, what do I want to do to make that happen? Well, I want to like move my body. Like, I think I want to do some like really good yoga, because that just makes me feel good. Like, it makes my body feel sexier because my shoulders drop back more, my posture becomes straighter, and my core feels tight. And it makes me feel long and lean, regardless of what weight I'm at. And when I feel long and lean, I feel sexy. And gosh, what else would feel really sexy? I love eating really good food, but like food that feels like it's a treat, which, oddly enough, isn't chocolate. It's the stuff that like really fuels me, you know, all these live greens and fresh fish and like going to the farmer's market. That's kind of sexy to me, like walking through the farmer's market and picking things up. I could do that. That would make me feel sexy. And you know what? I think that if I were to get into that next size down in pants, that would make me feel sexy too. If like I could get out of my fat pants, that would make me really feel sexy. So knowing that I want to drop that weight to feel sexy, that makes it more motivating to me. Now, it also doesn't mean that that's the only channel I take to feel sexy. And you see how that leaves it more open. It doesn't mean that I will feel sexy when I drop that weight. It's like, that's just one of the things I'm going to do to feel sexier. I'm going to also wear my leopard print, my leopard shoes to feel sexy. And that I can do right now. So it leaves it open to whatever drives me that day. I may wake up and not feel like doing yoga, and that's okay, because I can use something else to make me feel sexy that day. I can throw on my hot shoes. So you see how tapping into what it is that you really want, the underlying emotion that you're really going for, leaves it open to interpretation on any given day. And so I have like 7 emotions that I'm really going to concentrate on. Things that really were like, yeah, that's totally what I want right now. And what's really cool about these emotions is I can choose to tap into those emotions all year long, or I can just choose to do it now. Like maybe in July, feeling sexy won't be all that important to me, and that's okay. I can move on to another emotion. Regardless of what happens and what I do to feel that way. I would love to feel more spiritually in alignment and more spiritually alive. I want to feel more creative. Like, I want to feel creative this year. because that was so much fun in 2013, and I want more of that. And I want to feel connected. I want to feel free, and I want to feel loved, and I want to feel accomplished. And it's really cool when I open up my journal and I write these words and I look at them and I say, what would make me feel really creative today? Do I have the urge to feel connected today? What would make me feel that way? What would bring more of that into my life in this moment right now? It's really cool. And I think you can see how much more intuitive of a process this is. Because you're really asking yourself moment to moment, is this in alignment with what I want to create? You know, I have so many clients, they come to me, they're like, I want to get out there in a bigger way. I want to get the word out of my business. I want to get out there. Okay, but why? Why are you creating this? Is it because you want to feel accomplished? Is it because you want to feel free? Is it going to help you feel more loved, more connected, more creative, more spiritual, more sexy? Why do you want to build your business? What is the emotion behind it? You know, under my freedom, under, you know, where I want to feel more free, I do have this piece that says, the part of what I want to create is that feeling of freedom. Well, financial awesomeness would make me feel really free. It would make me feel as though I have no boundaries. And then let's take it down to another level. Let's drill it down even further from that and say, okay, financial awesomeness, that's great. I would love to be free because I'm financially awesome. What does that mean? You know, at some point I wrote financial success, and I was like, I don't know, that's, still feels a little bit confined. Because what is success? Well, I just want it to be awesome. I just want that feeling of freedom. Right? And so the next level is, okay, great. So what do I need to do to get that financial awesomeness? What do I need more of in my life to create that? And the first thing I wrote down was, need to be constantly creating clients. And I was like, oh my God, gag me. That sounds awful. I don't want to do that. No wonder I don't, you know, no wonder the financial awesomeness doesn't appeal to me. It's because when I think about that, it's like, oh, I got to go out and sell. So I was like, okay, that's not my way. It's not what works for me. What would be really even cooler than that? Well, in order for me to create financial awesomeness, what I really want to be doing, and what my intuition is like, yes, it feels good, is I want to be constantly creating conversation. Like, I just want to help people. I want to wake up each morning and have a really cool, deep conversation with somebody that changes them, that allows them to go out and create the life that they want. And so I got to challenge you, as you're writing down these emotions and as you start drilling down into the hows and the whats, question everything. Take each of these emotions and put it against your litmus test of, is that really feeling good? You are an intuitive person. What does your intuition say about that? When I was writing down freedom, I was really surprised by some of the answers. that I was receiving. And one of them was hanging out outside, being in nature would make me feel free. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't like nature. What are you talking about? And then I realized that, you know, it's not that I need to be going on hikes and camping. It's just the matter of taking my lunch and sitting outside and watching the birds and feeling the sun on my body, for me, that's a real source of freedom. And so if I bring more of that into my life and it makes me feel more free, what else will that free up in the space of who I am? So really quickly, you know, I didn't plan on doing this. I planned to just have this be me prattling away, but I really feel like maybe you guys have a question or two. And so I'm going to take you off of mute, and if you could, press mute on your phone, because I'm going to take it off of the general mute so we don't hear background noise. But if you have a question, I would love to hear it right now. This is your opportunity to really reach out and just be like, just ask whatever it is that you need to ask right now. See if this mute button and unmute button works. We have a lot of
hello.
Fine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Karen.
Hi. What's your question or comment?
My question is, well, comment first is that I'm so grateful that you did this, because I've been there probably since like November or so with this goal thing and just things just
yeah.
not feeling right. And while I realize that pictures and non-traditional ways were better for me, I guess I'm still trying to tap deeper into my intuition, into my heart, and really feel connected to, okay, what do I do? What feels good? Is this something that you create as a, that you find best works for you, created as a ritual, something that you do every day during journal time? Because I guess I'm kind of trying to figure out, okay, how long is this thing going to take? When am I going to get at that? Okay, here, kind of everything is clear now.
So, Karen, are you asking me for a formula?
Ha! Okay. Thank you. Enough said.
Yeah. So, listen, I don't know how long it's going to take you. I don't know how long each of these things are going to take you. I don't know what your day looks like. For me, I just wake up thinking, what do I want to do today? Who do I want to reach out to? What do I want to create? I don't consciously go through this list every day, but it's very important for me to reflect on whenever I get the urge to reflect on it and when I start feeling out of balance. You know, I could take a deep breath and go, hold on, how do I want to feel? And if I'm not feeling that right now, what do I need to bring more of that feeling that I want into my life? And that's a really powerful question, is what do I need to create more of what I want into my life? More of that feeling, more of that juicy yumminess. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yes. It made sense right after you said I asked you for a formula.
Okay, well then I can just stop talking. My job is done.
Yes. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome, Karen. Anyone else on the line have a question?
Hey, this is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Good morning. I've been struggling with this whole setting goals and not necessarily setting goals, but I understand the feelings that I want to evoke in my life. Mm-hmm. But the process of getting from point A to point B, other than just the kind of the daily feelings, I mean, I can grasp some of that on a day-to-day basis, but the end, you know, it's the creeping toward getting to that ultimate, which basically freedom is what I really want. And I have it right now because I'm unemployed and I'm floundering trying to figure out how to change my life so that I don't keep doing the same thing over and over again and being really miserable and unhappy in an office job, which is what I've done for almost 30 years, and how to shift into a creative one without education, without experience, and I'm going to be 50 next week. And so it's this whole big oh my God moment, and I'm still trying to figure out how to completely restructure my life, and it seems really monumentally impossible, but I still want it.
Yeah. Okay, so can you do me a favor and just take a nice deep breath? Because that was a lot, and it probably felt really good to say it all, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you. I hear that you want to create freedom. What does that look like for you?
Well, I was looking at, I was doing the little arrows on which areas of freedom, and financial freedom would be one of them. Creative freedom, emotional freedom, spiritual freedom, basically freedom to choose.
And so let me ask you right now, where are you not choosing freedom in your life? Choosing, not receiving. Where are you not choosing?
Yeah. By not following my intuition and choosing, basically choosing security. Security is really important to me as well, and choosing something that will provide, you know, for my basic needs and things, over kind of daring and going in a direction that has no, that is unknown. That's what it is.
And so if your intuition were to choose, what would it tell you?
To that's the problem.
So take a deep breath. I'm not asking you to pick your future career right now. I'm not asking you to tell me what is most marketable and what will give you financial, you know, solidity and security and financial awesomeness. What I'm asking you is, what makes your heart go flitter, flutter, happy?
When I'm creating. And connecting with people.
And so, what if you woke up each morning and asked yourself, who can I connect with and what can I create? And that might not give you some big picture, But one of the things, you know, I've learned over the years of being an entrepreneur is that most of what I plan for never works out the way I plan for it anyhow. So it's much more important to be creating something that sounds really, really fun to me than to create something that's like, this is going to make this amount of income and by this time and get into the corporate numbers of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what kind of freaks me out is that part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really scary because it's the opposite of how your brain has been trained to do things. You got to have a map and a direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And stepping into that flow and fully trusting yourself, excuse my language, but that's scary as shit.
It totally is.
And so that's okay. The really funny thing is about the scariest shit that feels really good is not nearly as bad as the stuff that feels really bad.
I know. Yeah.
So I think for you to give yourself permission to do a couple of things. One, you know, I'm a big proponent of money projects, where we do projects that are specifically for the income, you know, that has nothing to do with the big picture yummy stuff. But what it does is it loosens us up so that we can be open to the possibilities of what our heart really wants to be doing. And so that may or may not call to you, but it is something that, you know, I love doing because I love looking at it strictly as a money project, strictly as an investment in my dream.
Mm.
You know, when I was first starting coaching, I'll tell you, I made $1,150 my first year of coaching, which is probably not enough to sustain me financially. Right? It was pathetic. And the really bad part about it is I knew how to market and I knew how to build a business. I had all of the skills and the experience of doing it over and over again. It just that for some reason it just wasn't gelling together in the way I thought it was going to gel. However, in that first year, I also took on consulting positions. I also worked as a marketing consultant. And that allowed me to be okay with the small income from my coaching because in year two, everything took off. But it allowed me to do it in a way that didn't make me feel desperate for clients.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that resonates with you,
but
for me, it allowed me the time to really dream of what it was that I really wanted to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't force the dream to, like, come up into our head and be like, that's it. But we can know if we're taking all of the steps that we want to create the freedom in our life, that those next steps start becoming more and more apparent the freer you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that there's a direct correlation between being able to sink into your intuition and allow things to unfold and that sense of security and the freedom in order to be able to do that.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, I'm just going to say that the more you tap into those feelings of freedom, I mean, you can literally wake up every morning and say, what do I need to do to feel free today?
Mm-hmm.
And allow those answers to come back. You know, maybe for you it's a journal in the morning. Like, what do I need to do to feel free today? And just journal everything that feels really good to you, that feels really free, and then you can go through and pick the ones that are most important.
Mm.
Yeah, I always teach my clients, do the thing that's closest to the money first. Because I go through my day and it's like, I want to do all these things. And this is one of the feelings that I want to do. I want to have that financial awesomeness, so I'm going to choose that first.
There you go.
So, how are you doing right now?
That's really helpful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you feel good?
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, no, you know, better, but, you know, at least
it's yeah.
Another toolbox. Item.
Another toolbox item. That's all that we can ask for. And if you need more support, message me. Okay, and we'll talk. Okay.
Right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi, this
anyone
is
else?
Andy.
Have...
Hello.
I do.
Hi,
Andy. Hello. I'm so glad I joined the call today. Thank you so much for having this call.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
I just wanted to. Ask you a question. I had a dream in my heart for many, many years that I didn't follow. And I was just like the last caller who worked in an office job. And I went through all of that and I lost my career and I turned 50. And then I was diagnosed with cancer. And I'm a cancer survivor now, 2 years in February. And I finally, and that was enough to make me follow my dream.
Good.
Yeah, that's what it took to, like, have the courage to actually do what my heart was telling me to do. So a few months ago, we renovated our entire basement, and I'm building a community arts studio where I live for women in my community. And I live in a northern community where there's really not a lot offered where we live. And so I'm in the midst of the room is all done and I've got a video on YouTube and I've got my website going and I'm just feel like there's just so many I'm designing the classes and it just feels like I'm just it's getting me bogged down and I just feel like there's just so much to do and I can't do it all. Hello? Hello?
Yep, I'm here. If you guys are on the line, if you could try muting your phones, that would be fabulous because I have you off mute right now.
Hello, officers.
So I hear you. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
What are you doing for yourself to feel creative each day? Are you still fueling that creative fire within yourself? Are you so busy doing things for the business that you're sort of not creating on your own?
That's exactly what's happening. I'm right out of balance. I'm trying to create, well, I am creating the website and putting the pictures and getting the pictures and writing, you know, blog posts and, you know, trying to get the pricing and the calendar up. And I have a waiting list and I feel pressured, like all these people are like, when are you starting? When is starting? And my launch date is February 3rd, but it's still like, oh, I just feel, yeah, I'm just out of balance, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if one of your words were, I want to feel creative, what are you doing each day to feel creative?
Well, I am.
Yeah, you know, it's really simple. Like, you have this. You have this goal of, to open February, was it 3rd? February 3rd? You have this goal of February 3rd, and it's very rigid, and you have to have all these things in place before you open. But what if you didn't and you still open? What would happen?
Well, the world wouldn't fall apart, that's for sure.
And you already have a waiting list of people waiting to join you on February 3rd.
Right.
So what would happen if your website weren't perfect and you didn't write another damn blog post?
Right.
Would your business still open on the 3rd and would you still have clients ready to come in and help and play?
I think so.
I think so. And here's the really cool thing. I want to show you the flip side. What happens if you open on the 3rd and you don't show up in that fun, creative space that you know that you need to be in.
Right. That's the most important, for sure.
Because if you don't feel creative, how are you supposed to inspire that in other people?
Mm-hmm. I am feeling creative designing the workshops because I actually do get to do the art, right? Not the writing and the website and the marketing and blah, blah, blah. I don't even have business cards yet.
Okay. I don't own a business card right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay, I went to an event last week, and I was writing on a piece of paper. I thought, oh, this isn't very, very
marketing-minded,
but
yeah,
whatever.
You know what's even better is to get their contact information and follow up with them. That's even more fun.
Right.
Than handing out a card that may or may not ever be looked at again. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So what? I don't have business cards. In fact, you can even look at them and say, I purposely don't have business cards.
Oh, there you go.
I would be happy to send you information if you want some. Give me your contact information.
That feels better to me.
Yeah. Listen, your business, your rules. If you don't want business cards, don't have business cards. If you want to draw on a napkin a really cool creative picture for someone and say, this is my contact information, go for it.
Okay.
This, you know, being out of balance and not tapping into that creative side of who you are right now will be detrimental to your business plan.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Do you feel it?
Yes.
So intuitively, what do you need to do? Like if you were to really just take a deep breath and go, what do I need right now?
Well, I love the part where you say, what's the closest to the money?
Mm-hmm.
And really what's closest to the money is connecting with people one conversation at a time. And also designing the work, like actually creating the workshops, which is actually doing the art.
Yeah.
And that way I can be creative and build the workshops at the same time.
Yeah. You know, it's and I'll tell you what works for me, and that might totally work for you. What works for me as far as workshops, sometimes I don't create them until I'm in the middle of them. I've literally launched workshops that I haven't created day one for. I have a basic outline. And then I go and get people to come in, and then we just start, and I create it as we go.
Okay. A basic outline. Now I thought I had to have a picture of the art piece, you know, and this is what it is, and this is the cost, and all the details before people would sign up.
Well, maybe. If that feels right to you, then do it that way. I'm just telling you that when I do, you know, I do workshops, it's sort of like, and I don't have, you know, it's not to create a specific piece of art, what I do, but it's really just about, okay, this is what we're going to be learning. This is where we're going to be going. I don't know exactly what I'm going to be saying or how I'm going to do it, but this is going to be the price. And people don't necessarily know, I mean, I'm letting you guys in on my little, you know, dirty secret. People don't necessarily know that I haven't written everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say I haven't written this, but hey, we're going to have a good time. But I know, I just trust my process, and I trust that that the right information will come out when it needs to come out. And I don't get too bogged down in the details. I just figure we're going to do this. We're going to try this. It's going to be a grand experiment, and we're all going to learn something from it.
Okay.
So how are you feeling right now? You feel like you can make some shifts, at least as far as your creativity, and get that going?
Mm-hmm. I feel more relaxed. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So I'm going to put everybody back on mute right now. I'm sorry I didn't get to all of your questions. If you have more, just message me. We've already gone over the hour, but anyone that knows me knows that I do that anyhow. that's just who I am. So I just wanted to circle back and just talk really fast about what it is you're creating. You know, you guys are creating your lives to be whatever they want to be, and sometimes that feels really, really overwhelming. Like, I don't know where to start, or I have all of these ideas, or I have, you know, all these directions that I want to be going in. But what's really cool about that is that it doesn't matter which direction you go in, as long as you are creating the feelings in your life that you really want to be creating. You know, for me, I want to be creating connection. Well, that usually doesn't mean that I'm going to be sitting around my house all the time. I'm going to make choices in my life that create connection consciously. So the idea of having a goal, you know what, listen, if you need to have a due date of when things are done, going to be done by, go for it. But I'm going to encourage you to open up to the possibility of you wanting to feel more of what it is you want to feel. You know, I want to feel more accomplished. I have plans of publishing 2 books this year. Yeah, there are things that I need to be doing to get those done. But what I'm focusing on is that feeling behind it. Not on how many words I'm writing each day. So everybody just take a nice deep breath with me right now and just center in. For my clients who showed up on the line, I just want to acknowledge you and give you big, great big love hugs. Thank you for being here. Our client-only call will be on Friday where we're going to be really diving in deep and actually pounding out some of these fun feelings and seeing where they're going to lead us, seeing where they're going to lead your business, seeing where they're going to lead you in your life. And we'll do that on Friday together. For the rest of you, if you still have questions or you want to talk about something in more depth, just message me. And we'll set up a time where we can spend an hour on the phone with each other and we'll see what we can dive into. It's been my great gift to be here with you today. Even in my technicolor state, I feel so privileged. You know, I want to feel loved this year. I feel loved and loving when I do things like this, when I can open myself up and just be here with you and talk. So thank you for bringing that into my life today. I'll put the recording up in probably sometime today and message it out to everybody. So in the meantime, namaste for everyone on the line.